week we're doing from Samach Gimel Amud Beis until the Mishnah on the top of Samach Daled Amud Beis. So it's a little bit under a daf, roughly a daf. So we left off last time at Safik Isura L'Chumra, about 15 lines into the page in Samach Gimel Amud Beis, right after the word Safik Isura L'Chumra. We are at Amar Rav, first words on the line, Amar Rav. Says Gemara, Amar Rav, Ein ha'isha oso shliach l'kabel l'gita miyad shliach b'ayla. We began to discuss this last time, but this is where we begin from now, that a woman cannot make a shliach, according to Rav. Rav's opinion, this is going to be a machlokas, but Rav's opinion is that a woman cannot make a shliach to receive the get from a shliach of the husband. Meaning, a husband can make a shliach l'alacha, a woman can make a shliach l'kabalah, but you can't have both. You can't have a shliach l'alacha and a shliach l'kabalah in the same case. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Isha also shliach l'kabel l'gita miyat shliach b'ayla. And Rabbi Chanina says, why not? What's the problem with that? If the husband can make a shliach l'alacha, the wife can make a shliach l'kabalah, so let them both make shluchim, and the shluchim will talk to each other, and will give each other the get. That should be absolutely fine. So this is the machlokas Rav and Rabbi Chanina. Now, Rabbi Chanina makes a lot of sense. If each one is empowered to make their own shliach, why can't they both make shluchim? Well, that's what we're discussing. So says Gemara, my time is the Rav. So what's the reason of Rav? Why is it that Rav has a problem with this? So says Gemara, two possibilities. The concept, I'm not sure what concept you're referring to. If you're referring to a shliach making another shliach, that's a different issue. That we're not talking about over here. We get to that at the end of the parak. But over here, we're not talking about a shliach making another shliach. We're talking about two shluchim interacting with each other. The shliach habal is an extension of the baal, and the shliach ha'isha, who is the extension of the Isha. So it says in my time with the Rav, what's the reason that Rav has a problem with the Shliach HaBal giving the get to the Shliach HaIsha? Two possible answers, says the Gemara. Iba Yisema, Mishum Bizayun Dabal. One possibility is that it's a disgrace to the husband for the woman not to show up for her own get, and therefore the husband may not be willing to give the get under those circumstances. So even if his shliach delivers the get to the shliach ha'isha, it may be without the consent of the husband, and therefore it's an invalid get. It's a bizayon to the husband, he may not be willing to participate in such a get, and that would invalidate the entire get. Iba Yisema, another possible problem that Rav might have with this, is Mishum Chatzera Haba Liachar Mikain. Circle that phrase, Chatzera Haba Liachar Mikain. Chatzera Haba Liachar Mikain means the following. A husband can give a get to his wife, that's how they get divorced. He can also put a get in his wife's yard, in his wife's field, and her chatzer can acquire the get on her behalf. Her chatzer is an extension of herself. We're going to have lots of sugyas about this year. Her chatzer is an extension of herself. It's chatzera's an extension of her own yad, and it can acquire a get in her bath. What if the husband does the following, though? He puts a get in his field, and then he's makna the field to the woman. So that does not work. That would not be a valid get. So the Gemara says maybe Rav's concern about the husband's shliach giving to the wife's shliach is that it looks too similar to that case of chatzera bal yachar mikain, because it looks very similar to a case where a husband will appoint a shliach, and who knows, maybe the wife appointed the shliach after the husband appointed the shliach, and therefore it's similar to chatzera bal yachar mikain. The wife's connection came in later after the husband's connection. That's might be Rav's concern. So again, we have a machlokas Rav and Rabbi Chanina, whether one the husband's shliach can give the get to the wife's shliach. Two possibilities what Rav's problem with it is, either bizayun de baal, or that it's too similar in some way to chatzera bal yachar mikain. My binayu, what's the nafkamina between these two reasons? Nafkamina would be if she appointed her shliach before he ever appointed his shliach. So as far as chatzera bal yachar mikain, it doesn't look at all like chatzera bal yachar mikain, because her connection to the shliach came first. But as far as bizayon de baal, it's still a bizayon to the husband when she doesn't show up for her own get. So main point number, I guess this is 3 on this page. Machlokes if shliach lekabala can accept from a shliach lahalacha. Two possible reasons not to allow it are bizayon de baal and chatzera habal liachar mikain. Nafkamina between the reasons if she appoints a shliach first. So again, machlokas whether shliach lekabbalah can accept from a shliach lehalacha. Two possible reasons not to allow it are bizayin debal and chatzer abal yachar mikain. And the nafkamina is if she appoints a shliach first. Period. Says the Gemara. Hahu gavra, there was a guy, the shadla gita l'debitu. He sent a get to his wife. Also shlicha, so the shliach came with the get. Ashkecha ki yasva v'kalisha. He found her sitting there kneading. So her hands were dirty. She couldn't take the get. She was busy. So amala helach gitech. So he says, excuse me, ma'am, I have a get for you. So amala, she says, lahavi biyadcha. You can just be my shliach l'kabbalah. You'll take it for me. From who? From yourself. Because he's also the shliach l'halacha. Right? So she wants him to also, the same guy, to be a shliach l'kabbalah. Now, we had a machlokas until now of whether a shliach l'halacha can give to a shliach l'kabbalah. And Rav said that that's a problem, but Rabbi Chanina said it's okay. If Rabbi Chanina said that's okay, does he also even hold that it could be the same person who's both the shliach l'halacha and the shliach l'kabbalah? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman im isa l'd Rabbi Chanina, avdi ba'uvda. If I held like Rabbi Chanina, if we hold like Rabbi Chanina, that a shliach l'halacha can give to a shliach l'kabbalah, then you know what? This would be good also. Then the shliach l'halacha could even be the shliach l'kabbalah. That would work too. Amar le Rava. Rava said, whoa, wait a second, that's not true. V'yemisal d'Rabbi Chanina avadit ba'uvda. If you held like Rabbi Chanina, you would hold that the same guy who was the shliach l'halacha can also be shliach l'kabbalah. Halochaz v'shlichos eitzel abal. But you're missing a fundamental basic din of shlichus. And that is, in order to be a shliach, you need to have the concept of chazra shlichus eitzel abal. That the shliach, before his role is over, before he assumes a new role, has to be able to report back to his original mishaleach and say, job done, I already finished my job. In this case, he can't, because he can't finish his job until he first becomes a shliach l'kabbalah, until he becomes her shliach. So it's you never have that moment where he could report back to the husband after he's done his job, before he assumes his next role as the wife's shliach. And that invalidates a shlichus. The word shliach in general means that you come back. If I send out, I'm supposed to come back. Noach sends a shliach outside of the teva, supposed to come back with the leaf to let me know that there's, So that's why when Paro sends the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, Vaigarish osam me'es p'nei Paro. He's megarish them. Megarish is different than shliach, because the whole point of gerishin is that she's shluch of eino chazeres, that you send her away and she's not supposed to come back. She's supposed to stay away. Yeah.
So how is the husband able to switch a shliach l'kabbalah into shliach
l'halacha? The husband, the husband says, you will no longer be a shliach l'kabbalah. You're going to be a shliach. In that case, what we learned about last week, he's saying, I'm not agreeing to allow you to be a shliach l'kabbalah. I'm not participating in that. So if you want to be that, you're not getting a get. So instead, you could be a shliach l'halacha. So that shlichus is void. Because over here, the original shlichus isn't void. The original shlichus still is happening. He's still a shliach l'halacha and a shliach l'kabbalah. He's both in this case. Can't. What do you mean she can't? Because who's going to give the get? No, it doesn't work that way. You need a nesinas haget. So in order to have a nesinas haget, the only one authorized to do is a shliach le'alacha. So you can't undo that shlichus le'alacha.
What about that case where we had the safek by the Amoran, where the husband made him shliach le'kabbalah and the wife made him shliach le'alacha? So the Amoran ruled that as a safek?
Not sure what he's talking about. When we had a question whether a wife in general could make a shliach l'halacha and a husband in general could make a shliach l'kabbalah. Oh, meaning, what if both happened?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Like that, and then someone, an Amora ruled that it was a suffix get.
I don't remember. I don't know. Let's go weiter. So says the Gemara, where are we now? So he says, you want to, if you hold like Rabbi Chanina, you're going to allow the same guy to be the Shliach L'Halacha and Shliach L'Kabbalah, two lines before they get wide. Shalchu L'Kamed Rabbi Ami. So they sent this Shaila to Rabbi Ami. Can the same guy be a Shliach L'Halacha and Shliach L'Kabbalah? Shalach L'Hu, Rabbi Ami sent back a message. Lo Chazer Shlichus Eitzel Abal. No, it can't work because the Shlichus is not Chozer Eitzel Abal. Again, that's a concept. Lo Chazer Shlichus Eitzel Abal. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said, Nisyashiv Bedavar, I got to think about this. This is a hard shaila. I can't just answer just like that. Hadr shalchu kamed Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. After a while, they sent the letter to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba again, asking, you thought about it, do you have any answer for us yet? Amar, and he said, Kalhani shalchu lava azli. He says, you keep sending me these letters and hacking me and asking me if I have an answer. Just like you aren't sure what the halach is, I don't know what the halach is. So stop bothering me. So avi davar shebe'erva, it's a case of a davar shebe'erva. What do you do when you have a suffix davar shebe'erva? You got to be machmir. Davar shebe'erva cholet says. So what should you, if let's say the husband had given the get, this get with a shliach to a, with the shliach being both the shliach lalach and shliach kabbalah, then the husband died and they had no children and he had a brother. So what do? You say she's divorced and she can marry whoever she wants or she needs yibum? So he says, ah, you do chalitza, you got to be machmir. Chalat says. So again, two important concepts there. Davash erva is an important concept and chalat says is an important concept. Now, main point number four. If we assume a shliach lekabbalah can receive a get from a shliach lalacha, again, we assume, like Rabbi Chanina, that a shliach lo'olacha can receive a get from a shliach le'kabbalah. The Gemara isn't sure if the shliach lo'olacha can become the shliach le'kabbalah, because it might be a problem of lo'chaz reshlichos etzel habal. So the Gemara now, at the end of the third wide line, havu uvda, there was a maisa like this, where this story exactly happened, where the shliach lo'olacha became the woman shliach le'kabbalah. Va'atzrucha Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta get v'chalitza, and Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta said she needs another get from whoever she gets married to, and she needs a chalitza also. So Tarti says Gemara, what, both? You can't possibly need a get and a chalitza. If she needs another get, that means the husband's still alive. If she needs a chalitza, that means her husband is dead. So you can't possibly need both. So says Gemara, get mechayim v'chalitza lachar misa. Now what we mean is, if the husband's still alive, so then she needs a get. If he's dead, she's going to need chalitza. Right, so that's what it means. Sahida Vukarluhu Nafasa. New story. There was a guy, his name was Nafasa. Azul Sahadi Kasuv Tafasa. So the husband made Shluchim to go write a get for him, right? He said, you guys go write a get for me. I authorize you to write a get for me. They misspelled his name in the get. They wrote Tafasa. Ruins the entire get. So the question is, they realize their mistake. Can they write a new one? Maybe we should say the husband authorized them to write one get. They were authorized to write that first get. To write a new one, they were never authorized to do. They were never authorized to write a second get, and therefore they're no longer shluchim of the husband unless they go back to the husband, speak to him again, and receive a new mission of shlichus.
We can apply the concept we had last time, where once the husband decides he wants to...
Oh, good, good, good. So let's see. So I'm Rav Yisrael Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, Mishmei Derav, Asu Edim Shluchusan. Rav Yisrael Bar Marta says the name of Rav, that Bar Shmuel Bar Marta says the name of Rav, the Edim already did their shlichus has run out, they cannot write another get. Maskefla Rabba, so Rabba says, wait a second, what do you think the husband wanted them to do? Mika Amar Luhu, Ksuvu Chaspa Vahavula. Wait, you think when the husband said to write me a get, he said, write me a shard of nothing and give it to her? Now, obviously, he wanted a kosher get written, and therefore, their shlichus can't be said to be over until a kosher get is actually written. If they wrote a get with the wrong name on it, they didn't do their shlichus. Ella Amar Rabba, so rather Rabba says, Vadai ikosuv sahadi gita ma'alya va'avad asu edim shlichusan. If the witnesses actually wrote a good get, and then they lost it, so at that point we would say they're no longer authorized to write another get, because they did their shlichus, they wrote a decent get. But if they wrote a bad get, of course they're able to write another one. Maskev l'Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, now even that case I'm not so happy with. Mika amar luhu kisvu v'anchu b'kisaychu. Why, if they lost it, are they not allowed to write another one? Do you think they fulfilled the husband's shlichus? What? Did the husband say to them, write it and then put it in your pockets? No, he wanted them to write a get and then use it, not write it and lose it, so therefore they should be able to write another get. Elam Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman says, they could write a get and give it even 100 times over. Until they get it right, they could keep on doing it. The shlichus isn't done until everything is done exactly properly. Main point number five. Once shluchim to write a get did their job, even if they messed up in doing their job, there's a suffix in the Gemara, a question in the Gemara, whether they're allowed to write another one, whether they're allowed to write a valid one. So again, once shluchim to write a get did their job, whether in the form of, like we said, writing it but messing up the name, or writing a good get and losing it, it's a suffix in the Gemara, it's a machlokas in the Gemara, whether they are authorized to write another get. We are at the two dots now, six lines from the bottom of the page. Rav asked Rav Nachman the following shayla. Kisvu tnu l'shliach, mahu? Sluke salik lu, odilma l'tircha ditu chayish. Let's say the husband says to the shluchim, I want you to write a get and give it to another shliach of mine who is going to bring it to my wife. Let's say the get gets lost. They do that. They give it to that other shliach, and that other shliach loses the get somewhere along the way. Are these guys authorized to write again? Do we say, well, they did their job exactly as the husband said, meaning they did everything he had asked for, they wrote it and had given it to the shliach, and therefore they are no longer authorized to act on his behalf? Or do we say, no, he didn't mean write again and give it to this guy because I don't want you involved in any step in the process after that. He was just saying, I don't want to make you crazy, so if you write again, you give it to my shliach, that's fine. You yourselves want to bring it, that's even better. Meaning he wants them to be involved in the process. And what he's really interested in is getting divorced. So he's certainly, they're certainly still his shluchim. So that's the shayla. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, v'yolich la mahu. What if if you're going to say on that previous shayla that their shlichus is over and they're no longer entitled to write a get, what if he tells them, if he tells these guys, v'yolich la, I want you to write a get, give it to a shliach, v'yolich la, and he will be molich it. Do those extra two words imply that the husband doesn't mind if these original shluchim are also involved in the transportation of the get, and therefore maybe their shlichus isn't over? Teku. The Gemara leaves that unresolved. It's a teku. Okay, we don't know. We don't know if their shlichus runs out. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Afomer is toli giti, imratza lachzor lo yachzor. We add in the Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, even if a woman says, take for me my get, and the get was given to that shliach, so the husband can't back out anymore. Meaning, if a woman says to a shliach, take for me my get, she's making the guy a shliach le? Kabbalah. Good, and therefore once the get is given to him, it's over. Tanur Rabbanan. So the Brisa just adds a few more lashonos that all mean shliach le kabbalah. Toli, visali, v'yaheli biyadcha, kulon lashon kabbalahim. All of those things are a lashon of shliach le kabbalah. I didn't make this a main point, but it could be a very good test question. Which of the following is not a lashon shliach lekabbalah? Tali, Sali, Yeheli Biyadcha, Batman. It could be whichever one isn't on the list is not a valid shliach lekabbalah. Okay, Mishnah. Ha'isha Sha'amra, Hiskabali Giti. A woman says to a shliach, I want you to be mekabel my get. So she says to a shliach, I want you to be mekabel my get. And the shliach says, I already got it, I received the get, all's good. Now the woman doesn't have the get, but the shliach says, I already received the get. So if the woman wants to get remarried, what does she need to prove has happened? So tzricha shtei kitei edim, she needs two sets of witnesses. Shnayim sham b'fenenu amra, we need two witnesses that saw her make this guy her shliach. V'shnayim sham b'fenenu ki belvakara, and another two witnesses who saw that shliach actually receive the get and then tear it up. The Gemara will describe what the tearing up is all about. Afilu heina rishonim v'heina achronim. It could even be the same two witnesses. Reuven and Shimon see the woman make Levi her shliach lekabbalah, and then they see the husband give the get to Levi. That's fine. O echad min rishonim ve'echad min achronim ve'echad mitzarif imahen. Or it could be that you have Reuven and Shimon saw the woman make Levi her shliach, and Reuven and Yehuda saw Levi receive the get. Meaning, even if Reuven is in both sets, and he has a partner, and a different partner for each half of the Eidos, that's fine also, as long as we can verify that this guy was indeed a shliach, and that he did indeed receive the get from the husband. Then the woman's divorced, and it's good, we're good to go. Itmar, Balom or Lebikadon, what if you have a debate about what happened with the get? Let's say the get that was given to a third party, to this guy who's not the woman, so this guy has a get in his hand, right? The woman, the Baal Amar Lepikadon, the husband says, yeah, the guy has a get in his hand because I asked him to watch it for me. I didn't give it to him as a shliach lekabbalah, meaning that I should be divorced with it. I asked him to watch it for me. I haven't decided yet if I want to get divorced. Ushlish amar legerishin. And the guy who has the get says, no, he gave it to me as the woman shliach lekabalah, and therefore they're divorced. This was a real deal. So minaman, who do we believe? It's a he said. Who do you believe? So says the Gemara, Rav Huna amar ba'al neman. Rav Huna says, husband. It's his divorce, it's his marriage that's at stake. You believe him. Rav Chista amar shlish neman. Rav Chista says, no, you believe the third party, the unbiased third party. So what's behind each opinion? Rav Huna amar ba'al neman. Rav Huna says the husband is believed. Deim isa de legerishin yahave nehalei, ledida have yahav la ne'ala. Because if he really wanted to get divorced, you know what he probably would have done? Given the get to his wife. Why did he give it to this third party? The fact that a third party is holding it is almost like evidence that he didn't mean to get divorced. If he really wanted to get divorced, there's someone you can give a get to when you want to get divorced. That's your wife. Rav Chista says, no, shlish ne'aman tahahimne. Rav Chista says, no, we always believe the third party. You know why? Because if the husband, by his own acknowledgement, had trusted this man with the get, so that's as if the husband is saying, this man is a trustworthy person. And therefore, by definition, he has more ne'emanus than the husband. Meaning, even according to the husband's own account, he had trusted him to watch the get for him. Meaning, he said, I entrusted this man with my get. So obviously, it's the husband saying that this man is a trustworthy person. I believe him. Yeah. Right, but that paradox is exactly the point. We're telling the husband, if you didn't trust him, if you didn't think this guy was a trustworthy guy, then you wouldn't have given it to him in the first place. The fact that you gave it to him shows that you thought he was a trustworthy guy, so we think he's a trustworthy guy, and we have no evidence that you're a trustworthy guy. So, main point number one, if the Baal and the Shlish argue whether the Shlish was given a get as a Shliach LeKabbalah or as a Pikadon, Rav Huna says the husband's believed, Rav Chis says the Shlish is believed. What? Yeah, well, we'll leave that out now. If the Baal and the Shlish argue whether the Shlish was given a get as a Shliach LeKabbalah or as a Pikadon, this has nothing to do with our Mishnah yet. It's just we're going to bring two Rayas in this Machlokas, and one of the Rayas is going to be from our Mishnah. That's what this Gemara is doing over here. So Rav Huna says the husband is believed, Rav Chis says the Shlish is believed. So now the Gemara is going to try to bring two rayas, and our second main point is going to be the two rayas. So let's see. Raya number one. Masiv Rav Abba asked, Hodas Baldin Kameya Edim Dami. That's an important concept. Circle it. Hodas Baldin Kameya Edim Dami. We have a concept in Dine Mamonis that if Reuven admits that he owes Shimon $100, that's the same as having 100 witnesses say that Reuven owes Shimon $100. So even if Reuven wants to say the next day, oh, I don't owe it. No, there are 100 witnesses. Meaning, your statement that you do owe it is 100 witnesses. V'shlish ne'man mishnehem. But a shlish is more believed than either party in Dine Mamonis. So, Kate, how does that work? Ze'omer kach, v'ze'omer kach, shlish ne'man. If one guy says one thing, another guy says another thing, a third party who's holding on to the item is believed. So don't you see that the Shlish has the most believability, therefore it's a Raya to Rav Chista against Rav Huna. At least by Dine Mamonis, we say the Shlish has the greatest Ne'amanus. Says the Gemara, that's not a good Raya. Shiny Mamon disyav l'mechila. By money, we believe the Shlish, because money, there's a concept called Mechila. Mechila is also a concept, let's circle that. It's disyav l'mechila, meaning when the husband gives entrusts the Shlish with the money, or not the husband, when the man entrusts the shlish with the money, it's as if he's saying, I am hereby mochel to whatever you say. Whatever you say is what happened with this money, even if it's not really what happened, I'm mochel. And by that mechanism, where the whatever the shlish says goes. But it doesn't work that way with marriage and divorce. You can't be mochel a marriage. You can't say, oh, I know we didn't really get divorced, but I'm mochel. I'm mochel my wife. Right? I'm mochel her being my wife. Says the Gemara, Aiva Tanya V'chein L'gitin. But the Brisa says that the same holds true for Gittin, that it's not only about money. And so Gemara, Gitei Mamon. No, when we say V'chein L'Gittin, what do we mean? Gitei Mamon, which means money documents. Get doesn't always mean get. Sometimes it just means shtar. V'tani V'chein L'Shtaros, but it also says V'chein L'Shtaros, which implies that V'chein L'Gittin means Gitei Nashim, divorce documents. Says Gemara, no, midi gavi adadi tanya. These two brises weren't mentioned at the same time together, so they were two brises from two different batei medrash, but they both referred to monetary documents. So that raya fails. Raya number two, tnan, our Mishnah. Hayisha shamar skabeli giti. A woman says to a shliach who wants to be my shliach lekabala, shricha shtei kitei edim. She needs two sets of witnesses. Shnayim sheyamru b'fenenu amra, shnayim sheyamru b'fenenu kibal v'kara. Two witnesses that saw her appoint this guy as a shliach. Two witnesses that saw the guy actually receive the get. Vamai, why do you need two sets of witnesses? Lehemne l'shlish. If you really believe a shlish, why don't you just believe whatever the guy says? Good. So this is a raya to who? This is a raya to Rav Huna, a raya against Rav Chisda, the one that says you believe the Baal, Rav Huna. And so Gemara, no, Mika nafi gita mitosa yade dilahemne. When do we believe a shlish? When he's still holding on to the item. Over here he doesn't have the item, so we can't believe him. Remember, the get is ripped up, so he doesn't. What?
Why?
Why is it ripped up is a good kasha. But his ne'amanus derives from the fact that he's holding the item, so we could believe him. But if he's not even holding the item, so he has no ne'amanus. Now, even though he does have the ripped up pieces, so that doesn't count, Rashi says. You need to have the intact item in your hand. So it says, Tenach Amra Kibel Lameli. So I understand very well why you need Edim that she appointed this guy as a Shliach LeKabbalah. Why do you need Edim that he actually received the get as Shliach LeKabbalah? He's got the ripped up pieces of the get in his hand. What do you think happened? Obviously he received the get. Why do we need Edim that he received it? Meaning if a woman, let's say, has a get in her hand, do we believe her that she's divorced? Yes, you don't need Edim that saw the get being given, right? So why when she makes a Shliach LeKabbalah, and we have Edim that this guy became her, he became the extension of her, the Shliach LeKabbalah, so why do you need Edim that the guy received it? So I'm a Rabba, I don't know. Hamani Rablazerhi. Damra Edim Asira Karti. We must be assuming, like Rav Lazar holds, that you always need Edim to the giving of the get. Circle that phrase, Edim Misira Karti, one of the most important phrases in the entire Masechta. Machlokes Rav Lazar and Rav Meir throughout the entire Masechta, Rav Lazar holds the critical Edim of the get are the Edim that see it being given. Rav Meir holds, no, the critical Edim of the get are the Edim that sign the get. Right? So that's the Edim, so the Edim Misira Karti. That's the only reason she needs Edim that saw the get being given. Not to verify that it happened, but because the get doesn't work unless you have Edim Misira. Says Umar Karal Amali, why are they ripping the get? What's that about? Amra Vidamra Bishas HaGzera Shanu. Now that was at the time of a Gezerah against the Jewish people that we weren't allowed to do mitzvahs, so we had to destroy the evidence right away. We had to tear up the get right away. Period. So main point number two rayos. In the Machlokes Rav Huna Rav Chisda, Raya number one, by Dine Mamonis we believe the Shlish. We reject that Raya because Dine Mamonis, you could have Mechila. Raya number two, in our Mishnah we don't believe the Shlish. We reject that Raya because in our Mishnah he doesn't have the get. That's why we don't believe him. Second raya was that in our Mishnah we don't believe the Shlish. We need witnesses that saw everything. But we reject that raya because the only reason we don't believe him is because he doesn't have the get in our Mishnah. He doesn't have an intact get. Amar Rabba. Umoda Rav Huna, even Rav Huna, who said that we believe the husband, would agree. The Amra Ihi, that if the woman says, L'didi Amra Li Shlish, to the Gerishin Yahavin Elei, that if the woman reports, well, the Shlish told me that when he got the get from the husband, that it was given L'shem Gerishin Nehemna, then all of a sudden we believe. So if you have just a he said, Rav Huna says, you believe the husband. But if it's he said, and she said that he said, right, the woman says what the Shlish's claim was, then we believe the wife. So says Gemara, that's ridiculous. If the Shlish himself were to say that it was L'shem Gerishin, we don't believe him. But if the woman says that the Shlish told me it was L'shem Gerishin, then all of a sudden we do believe it. Because it's hearsay? From the Eidus directly, we wouldn't believe the Shlish. With hearsay, we're going to believe it? Ella, rather, I'amra, what we mean to say is if she says, Kama ididi L'gerishin Yahaveh Ne'alei. I saw it! I saw my husband give it to the Shlish L'Shem Gerishin. Then Mehemna, then we do believe her. Migo di baya amra l'dida yavine alebal. Migo, that she could have said, Migo is an important concept. Migo, that she could have said, my husband gave it to me. Because if she has the ripped up pieces of the get, we believe her that she's divorced. So instead of letting the Shlish hang on to it and her say, I saw him give it to the Shlish, she could just say, Shlish, do me a favor, give me the ripped up pieces. He'll give them to her and she'll claim that the husband gave it to her. So that's why we believe her. Main point number three. If the woman says she saw the get being given to the Shlish L'Shem Gerishin, all agree she's believed over the husband. Migo, that she could have said it was given to her. Next case. Balamer L'Gerishin. Husband said, I gave it L'Gerishin. I got divorced with this get. Ushlish Amr L'Gerishin. Shlish says, yeah, I received it, L'Shem Gerishin. I was L'Shem L'Kabbalah. It was all L'Shem Gerishin. V'hiyo Meres. And she says, Nasan Li Va'avad. He gave it to me. It was given, the Shliach L'Kabbalah gave it to me, but I lost it. So she doesn't have a get right now. But everyone admits that there was a get that was given, but she doesn't have it. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Avedavar Sheberva, Vein Davar Sheberva, Pachs Mishnayim. So Rabbi Yochanan says, sorry, it's a Davar Sheberva, Ain't Davar Sheberva, Pachs Mishnayim, a concept we've had. Circle it, I guess, if you...
Why aren't the Baal and the Shliach too?
Because he's a Baldavar. So says why don't we just believe the Shlish? After all, isn't a Shlish always believed even more than 100 Eidim? Right? We said that Hodas Baldin is Kamei Eidim, and a Shlish is Neman even more than that. So shouldn't the Shlish be good enough? Says no. When do we believe a Shlish? When he's holding on to the get. When the Shlish isn't holding anything, he doesn't have any Nemanas. He's just a regular guy. Says Gemara v'lahemnei lebal. Why don't we believe the husband? Because after all, Damar Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Baal Shamar Gerashti Asishti Neman. Generally speaking, when a husband claims that he divorced his wife, he's believed. So says Gemara, no. What happened over here? The guy wasn't. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. The shlish wasn't a shliach lekabbalah. He was a shliach leolacha. So Mika Amar Gerashti. The husband's never claiming I divorced my wife. He's saying I gave it to the shliach to give to her. I have no idea what he did. I didn't see what he did with it. I have no reason to doubt him that he gave it to her, but he certainly doesn't know it. I frek the Gemara Vilema, why don't we assume Chazaka Shliachos Shlichuso, important concept, circle it, Chazaka Shliachos Shlichuso, that there's a Chazaka, that if you made a Shliach to do something, that he did it. And therefore, the husband saying that I gave it to this Shliach should be the equivalent of the husband saying I gave it to my wife. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak, because Rabbi Yitzchak tells us, "Homer l'shluchot seve kadesh li isha stam umeis." Let's say a guy says to a shliach, "Go be mekadesh me an isha," and he doesn't identify. He says, "Any woman, anyone who agrees to it, go be mekadesh me an isha," and then umeis shlucho, then the shliach dies. So he went out and he was mekadesh an isha. We think, right? We don't know what the shliach did or didn't do, but he dies, so we can't find out. Asur bekol anashim shaba olam. So this man is now not allowed to marry anybody. Because any woman in the world might be the wife of the sister of the person that the shliach was mekadesh for him.
Or just
now, how do we know the shliach was ever mekadesh anybody for him? Chazaka shliach also shlichusa, because we have a chazaka that the shliach did a shlichus. So don't you see there is this chazaka? So why isn't that good enough? Why isn't it good enough if the husband made the guy shliach lahalacha that there we have a chazaka that he did his job? Answers the Gemara hani mili lechumra. When do we assume that chazaka? When it means being extra strict, like in the case of Kiddushin. Avalakula lo, but to be lenient and let a married woman walk and get married to somebody else based on chazaka? No, we're not going to do that. Says the Gemara, okay, so you told me why you don't believe the shlish because he doesn't have the get. You told me why we don't believe the husband because the husband never claimed that he got divorced. He just claimed he gave it to a shliach. Why don't we believe, who's the other person we might want to believe here? The woman. Why don't we believe her based on Rav Hamnuna? Because after all, Rav Hamnuna says that if a woman says to her husband, "You divorced me," we believe her. Another concept coming up: Chazaka eina isha meiza paneh b'fnei bala. Because we have a chazaka that the woman wouldn't have the chutzpah to say to her husband that he had divorced her if he hadn't. So shouldn't that give the woman ne'amanus? This chazaka that she wouldn't have the chutzpah, ein a'isha mizapinab b'fnei bala, that's the concept. Chazaka a'isha mizapinab b'fnei bala. Shouldn't that give her ne'amanus? Question mark? And says the Gemara, no. When do we have such a chazaka? Hani mili hecha deleka de kamasayela. That's if the husband is not supporting her claim. We have a chazaka, she would never lie about it and have the chutzpah to lie to his face when he's arguing. Aval hecha de mesayela. But where everything he says is pointing to what she's claiming also, he says, I gave it to the shliach, and the shliach is saying, yeah, I gave it to the woman. So she's got all this support in her corner. Mi'izu mi'iza. She'll have plenty of chutzpah and lie about it. So there's no problem lying that she got divorced. One second, last main point. Point number four on Samukhtal Amar Aleph, and that will be it for this week, where the husband, the shlish, and the isha all say that she's divorced, but we lost the get. We need two aidim. A, we don't believe the shlish because he doesn't have the get. B, we don't believe the husband because he's not claiming that he was divorced. Girashti. He's claiming, I gave it to a shliach. C, we don't believe the wife. Good, because she would definitely be Meis Paneha. She would definitely have the chutzpah when others are backing up her story. I told you it gets easier. This is much easier than last week, no?
Just on the previous case, why can't he marry his only daughter?
What do you mean? Why can't he marry what?
The case where the shliach dies.
Yeah.
Daughter.
Maybe it's the daughter of the person that the shliach was mekadesh. Can't marry a mother and daughter.
What if
he
marries an orphan?
Okay, so you can write, or Gioras.
Based on the concept, the whole concept of chazaka shliach or shliach himself, when exactly does that take effect? Because there's got to be a period of time where it couldn't possibly.
That's a good question. I don't remember. I believe the Gemara talks about it somewhere, maybe in Kiddushin. I don't remember. I think it has to be with the Nerizma. I'll turn off the recorder. Okay.